Welcome to this episode of the Biology of Trauma podcast. I am your host, Dr. Amy. In this episode, we're diving deep into a key concept from my book, the idea of capacity. Let's face it, issues that shouldn't be big become insurmountable mountains some days. Things that we can logically see are insignificant in the big picture, yet some days we just can't tolerate them and we break down, melt down, or shut down. You need to understand what is going on in your body and why this happens, because it is actually not illogical, crazy, or even unpredictable. I want to share with you the constant unconscious calculation that your nervous system is making and what happens when that calculation comes up short. I received a question from Maya, a holistic health practitioner, that inspired this episode today. Dr. Amy, she wrote, I have gotten through some really difficult life events, but yesterday I completely fell apart because my dishwasher broke and my kids were fighting. Why do the small things sometimes feel impossible when I have survived much bigger challenges? Maya, what a great question to start us off with, and you will learn the answer in this episode, and I will directly circle back to answer your question at the end as well. In this episode, you will learn why it's not the size of the demand that matters, but whether you have enough reserves to handle it. The daily drains on your energy that you might not even be aware of. How your nervous system decides when to shut down versus when to keep you going. And practical ways to slow down the drain on your capacity and make small deposits back into your account. Let's get started. I want to now share with you this section of the book on capacity. Because as I look at capacity, I'm seeing that I need to up-level my capacity. And this is something that I continually do. It's never a point where I feel like I've arrived. And maybe I'm hoping that that's been the same for you on your healing journey, that you never get to this point where you're like, oh, I'm so glad I'm done. It's, wow, I have grown a lot. And look at how much more I want to grow. It's the healing journey that continues. And as I look at capacity and what I share in my book about capacity, a key concept that I keep coming back to in the book is around the demands against us and one's capacity. The demands on our life. The demands on us. You see, I used to think that trauma was something that was big and it was really bad and it only happened, hopefully, never, but at least only a few times in your life. And so when I started studying my own nervous system and realized, Amy, your body goes into a trauma response every single day. This is how you're living your life. It's not just in the past. Your body is still going into a trauma response every day. This definition of demands and capacity came to be really important for me. Every demand in our life requires a withdrawal from our capacity account. What is your bank account? What's the amount in your bank account, even right now, as we're here together? Not your financial bank account, your capacity account. Because every demand in our life requires a withdrawal from that capacity account. So let me read from this section of my chapter. This is going to be page 51. Demands. Every demand in our life, whether it's running a marathon or running from danger, requires a withdrawal from our capacity account. What determines whether a demand will help us grow or push us into overwhelm is not the nature of the demand itself. It's whether we have enough capacity in our account. I'm having a reaction to that. My body is saying, that feels true. And I'm noticing this shift inside my body of like my shoulders are wanting to come down. It's like my body is wanting to open up and say, that's been our experience, where it's not so much about the demand. It's about my capacity. Because as I look back at my life, I can see that I've been through some very hard things. And then I can see other things like a phone call or the water pipe breaking or my toilet breaking. And I go into overwhelm. And I'm like, Amy, you've done so many hard things in your life. And this is what's going to break you. This is what's going to overwhelm you. This is what's going to throw you over the edge today. Because it's not about the demand. It's about my capacity. And if I feel that I have no capacity, yes, that broken toilet, it just took a withdrawal more than what I had in my bank account. Going back to my book, I think back to when I got my first job and I opened a bank account and I learned how to save and use money. I was 12. And while I bought myself a few things like CDs, I saved most of my money. Yet when I got my first car, I had to use more of that money to now pay for insurance, gas, and maintenance. I remember the anxiety as I would look at the number in my account and calculate if I had enough to pay the bills. Yet, I continued working and making deposits, and in 2 years, I had enough money to pay for a summer trip to Germany, while still maintaining the reserves that I now knew I needed for the unexpected emergency. We know not to use up all our money for the small things, but to save some for big things we want, like a down payment on a house. We also know to always have money in the account for when the unexpected payment is needed, like a roof that needs fixing. As long as we have the money, whether it is for something we want or something we wished we didn't have to pay for, we are okay. It's when we can't make a payment for something that things fall apart. I fall apart. So managing our capacity is like financial management. We need enough to cover all of the basics like our digestion, our immune responses, our hormone production, but we also need to cover checking our email, navigating traffic, preparing emails, having those hard conversations, having any conversations at all. And yet some days we want more than just the basic functions. And we can make deposits to build up our capacity to start a new project, travel to see family, learn a new skill, hike a mountain, or even carry a pregnancy to term. These require a larger payment from our capacity account. Even joyful events like celebrations or travel require capacity in our account. The important thing is to maintain reserves in our account, because some days the unexpected will come. I start chapter one with a story about Elena. So here in the book, I reference Elena's car accident was a clear example. The sudden danger demanded an instant, massive amount of capacity. And what if she didn't have the reserves in her account? In another chapter, I had told the story about Alex and how he had a trigger response to hearing the news that his company was restructuring, afraid for his job. The news of restructuring was an instantaneous demand for capacity from Alex. If we don't have enough pre-existing capacity already in the account, it is a sure setup for overwhelm. This is where the daily withdrawals and unnecessary demands can make us vulnerable, quietly draining our account in the background. Internal stress from worry or self-doubt creates a steady drain of energy. We often add another layer through self-imposed expectations. When we hold ourselves to the standard of perfectionism, feel pressured to please others, or consistently ignore our body's needs, we add to the burden. These self-imposed demands drain our account until one day we realize we are running on empty. What we have just covered is how every demand requires a withdrawal from your capacity account. It's not about the demand itself, but whether you have enough reserves in the account. Coming up next, I want to share how your nervous system constantly calculates if you're safe or in danger and how much, and why even an innocent email can drain your account. This brings us to the heart of what our nervous system does for us. It constantly runs a calculation to determine if our capacity is enough to meet a demand we face. This is the only way our nervous system is able to save us. Capacity, demand. It's not often the big demands. It's the daily drain of our capacity that makes even the small demands exhausting, overwhelming. And when the unexpected happens, we're not prepared for it. We don't have the capacity for it. And when we don't have the capacity to meet a demand, our nervous system shuts us down. That's the trauma response. The trauma response is to shut down, not even to try. The trauma response says, it doesn't matter if I try, I'm not going to be able to overcome, so let me just curl up into the fetal position and wish that it would go away. Wish that it would go away. And that's why I use the word overwhelm quite a lot and interchange that with trauma, because it really just is an overwhelm of our system. The nervous system, our nervous system can be on high alert from infancy. Think of how much our capacity is being drained if our nervous system is constantly on high alert. It never feels safe. It's always on guard. It's always waiting for the next big unexpected thing. We can be so programmed to always expect a problem. This even happened to me yesterday. And I was able to watch myself responding in this way and kind of laugh at myself, have an insight into, well, I know where your nervous system's at right now, Amy. But I get an email from a contractor that I've had for 3 years now, and he's been just a financial service for me. And so he's been covering an area that for me is a weakness. That's not my strength. Finances are not my strength. So he comes in and does that piece for me. And I get this email and all it says is, do you think we could sit down and chat sometime? And immediately my gut twists. He's leaving. He's leaving me. He's abandoning me. What am I going to do? Like my whole life played out in front of me as if he had already left me. I had the response as if he had already told me that he was leaving. And of course, I reply, I don't tell him all of that head chatter, right? I'm of course, anytime, would love to chat. And we get on the phone call and he's like, hey, I'm leaving the business that I've been working for and I'm going to just serve you as my client rather than through this other business that I've been working through. Would that be all right with you? I was like, oh, absolutely, yes. But my body expected danger. When I read the message, my default response was to expect the worst. And in that moment, it took a withdrawal from my capacity account. And that's what I really want to make sure that you understand is happening in your body as well. Even though when I actually did get on the call with him, nothing was wrong, because I had a moment when I thought, that it was going to be bad, that took a withdrawal from my account. It's those micro moments throughout our day where we have a startle. Something might be wrong. That's a withdrawal from my account. And so later on, when I'm now trying to sit down and I'm trying to do some work and I just notice, I'm a bit more tired than usual. I wonder why. Nothing bad has happened today. Well, in your head, it did. Something bad did happen because you had the response as if it had already happened. And this is why I wrote my book. This is why I really wanted to show people what is happening in the biology. Because if we just look at the events outside of us, we're going to miss so much of the micro shutdown, overwhelm moments that are impacting our body and making us sick. So it's these moments, it's these demands that we actually need to be paying more attention to. Why? Well, because when something bad is going to happen, because life will happen, I want to have the capacity for it. I want to be ready for it. I don't want to be in a state where I'm so depleted from all the daily demands that I've got nothing left in the reserves. I'm not ready for the unexpected. We just talked about your nervous system's moment-by-moment calculation of capacity versus demand. You heard how my contractor email created a withdrawal even when nothing was wrong. Next, I'm going to share the daily practices that can slow down these withdrawals and start making deposits back into your capacity account so that no matter the day, you have enough in the reserves. And this is what I want for you. I want you to be ready for the unexpected. And this is how we do it. It's the daily decisions that we make. It's the daily somatic self-practices that we choose to do to bring our body back to a sense of safety as soon as possible so we don't stay in that alert and guarded state where it's going to be draining our capacity. Save your capacity for when you really need it. Eliminate the unnecessary drains on your capacity to the fullest extent that you can. Because then when the unexpected happens, you're going to be able to ride the wave. It's not going to drown you. You're going to ride the wave. I get so worked up about this. I get so enthusiastic about this. And this is why for me, I start everyone with the 21-day journey. Because for me, the 21-day journey allows for me to slow down the daily withdrawals from my capacity account. I went from always feeling unsafe to only sometimes feeling unsafe. And now I had more capacity in my account because it was only sometimes that I was feeling unsafe. Not every single moment my body feels like it's fighting for its life. Bringing in those exercises where I now can create a felt sense of support. Those are like deposits into my account. I've slowed down the draining of the account, and now I can put in deposits. Deposits of a micro moment of joy. Watching a hummingbird out my window and actually noticing it because I'm not feeling like I'm fighting for my life and survival. That's a deposit into my account. And so for you, as we wrap up, I'd love for you to reflect on how can you slow down the draining of your account and what deposits can you put into the account? Not the big ones. I want to hear about the small ones. Those are the ones that add up. What is something small that's draining your energy? What is something small that's draining your energy? Even decisions about what to wear every day. A decision takes energy, takes capacity. So that may be for you something small that you can say, you know what? I'm just going to plan out what I'm going to wear. And then I don't have to think about it. Or maybe it's my food. My food. Oh, that can take up my energy. Just the time that it takes to think and meal plan and then go the grocery shopping and prepping. What if I could change one of those steps and just fill my capacity a bit rather than have it be drained? The key right now is to look for the small things. Because if it's something big, we're not going to be successful in changing something big. That's neuroscience 101. Instead, as I share in my book, we start with what we can right now. Something small. So maybe it's my whole house feels messy. Please don't try to go clean the whole house. You find one bookshelf. Then you find one other bookshelf. Then you do the whole room. You do something small and you build up the momentum. And again, you're looking for how can I slow down the draining of my capacity account by the demands placed on me? Demands being responsibilities, decisions, my presence. Being present is a demand. Demands are not all bad. It's just a demand. When I show up on Zoom with you, this is more of a demand for me on my body than if I were just sitting and reading a book, because it requires a different level of presence. It's not a bad demand at all. I love being here with you. In fact, I also get a deposit into my account when I show up with you, but it's also a demand. So it's also a bit of a withdrawal because it is a demand. So as we look at our life, we're going to be looking at what are the demands versus my capacity? Demand, capacity. How can I slow down the demand, reduce the demand even by a little bit? And where can I put in a deposit into my capacity account? So in summary, what we've gone over today is this idea of demands in our life. And how every demand is a withdrawal from our account. Every demand is a withdrawal from my account. And when my body goes into shutdown, it's because the danger or the demand seems bigger than my capacity. So that we can get to the place where we feel that we're just tired. We're tired of having to be the strong one. And we will have demands in our life because demands are not bad. They're just demands. It's when there's a gap, when there is the gap between my capacity and the danger or the demand. And so what we want is to be building our capacity. We want to build our capacity so that it matches the demands in my life, the challenges, the joys, the emotions, the stress, the exercise, the aliveness, all of those are demands. And I want my capacity to meet my demands. When there is no gap, there is no trauma response. And so this is my work every day, my current capacity. And I'm going to plug the holes so that it's not draining in the background silently, and I'm going to be making deposits. Those are the two ways that I increase my capacity. I stop the draining of it, and I make deposits. In summary, this is the Biology of Trauma book. It was really meaningful and also very hard for me to take all of this information and organize it in a way that I felt would be accessible, something that could change your life. But that was really important to me. So I rewrote the book more than seven times, rewrote the entire book. It was that important for me to make this accessible so it could change your life. Now, to answer Maya's question, what you're experiencing is a nervous system that's been operating with daily withdrawals from your capacity account without enough deposits to keep your reserves strong. The broken dishwasher and fighting kids aren't actually bigger challenges than what you've handled before. They're just happening when your capacity account is already depleted. The key is understanding that managing your capacity is like managing any bank account. You need enough reserves, not just for the basic functions of life, but for the unexpected moments that will inevitably come. Start by identifying the small daily drains on your capacity, things that you can take away, things like decision fatigue around what to wear, the meal planning, or even the micro stress responses to emails throughout the day. Eliminate the small things that you can, because each one of these are withdrawals that add up, leaving you short when the real demands come. I will have resources for you in the show notes, and one of them is going to be the Biology of Trauma book, where I go into detail on why this background calculation of capacity and demands is so important and where it comes from, how the body experiences trauma when the calculation comes up short. The foundational journey, if you are ready to create a felt sense of safety in your body and experience the benefits of decrease in daily physical pain, decrease in sleep issues, energy issues, anxiety, depression, digestive issues, then that is where you start. It is also where you start if you want to become a Biology of Trauma professional. The foundational journey, I'll have that link in the show notes. I'll have links to related podcast episodes on this topic, including an episode on chronic pain and why your body is still in survival mode, even after years of therapy. I'll have a related YouTube video on two things your body needs to come out of the freeze response. And with that, I am here to save you time and money by bringing you practical information that will help you accelerate the healing journey. So please take a moment to subscribe and leave a review. Your feedback is how I know how to improve this podcast, bring you great content, and help others find the information that can change their life as well. I'm your host, Dr. Amy. Until next episode, lots of love.